Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Laura. I am the floor supervisor in the fraud department. How can I help you?
Yes, I have a charge that was charged to my bank, and I did not order this, and I'd like to get it removed.
Okay, how much is the billing that you're seeing?
$59.89 on 412.
Okay, and your first and last name?
Dana Chandler.
Give me just a moment here. I'm still looking for you.
Okay.
Okay, and I have telephone number 803-960-26.
113.
Yes, and then I have, let me see. I have DEE, your last name at AOL.com.
Those are correct.
Okay, it shows me here that there was a contest entry, and it was through a survey that was done online. So you take the survey, you select the item, and once you select the item, you pay the shipping and handling cost. And that is with Bytes Hub. So you pay the contest entry plus the shipping and handling fee. And you're saying you didn't take the survey?
No, ma'am. I don't do those for this reason right here.
Okay, so what we can do is I can go ahead and submit this account as a fraud. What I do is I use the IP address that we have on file, and I do contact the local authorities. I provide them with the IP, and I request that they verify the device. Now, is there anyone in the home that could have submitted this order?
What does it have a time frame on there?
It just gives me the date. And the only reason I ask that question is once I start fraud, I can't stop it. So whoever it comes back to, we press charges on that person. And there were two attempts. So that survey was done. It was, you know, the person who did it tried to submit it twice.
Well, I have a 7-year-old granddaughter, but I don't think she's that smart.
Okay, so I will go ahead and submit this as fraud. And now once I have the result, what I'll do is I will send you an email verification. If it does not come back to your IP, the email will state that you're being refunded. If it does come back to your IP, you will be liable for the charge.
Well, I didn't make it. I don't know who did.
That's why we track the IP, ma'am, to see whose device it belongs to.
Okay, because I've already canceled it with the other person. From you guys.
Right, you cancel the subscription. That doesn't cancel the payment.
Right.
So we have to process as fraud to find out who will be responsible for that charge. Is there anything else that I can help you with?
No, just making sure it gets removed and no future charges.
All right, yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
Thank you.